الحمد لله مبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: إن الله يأمركم أن تؤدوا الأمانات إلى أهلها وإذا حكمتم بين الناس أن تحكموا بالعدل إن الله نعم ما يعظكم به إن الله كان سميعا بصيرا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in this verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders us, Allah commands us, commands men with fulfilling your trust obligations and giving it back to its rightful people. And Allah also speaks about when a person is made a hakim, he is made a ruler to decide between people, then he should decide with justice because he is now trustable and they have trusted him to decide bil adl, with justice. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders him to decide bil adl. So here we see at the first part of the verse, Allah speaks about fulfilling the rights or the trust obligations to its rightful people. Remember, the breach of any trust is considered as nifaq, is considered as hypocrisy. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also mentioned this in hadith, وَإِذَا أُتُمِنَ خَانَ, that one of the signs of a munafiq is that when he is entrusted with something, then he is unfaithful, he is not loyal, or he cheats that person. He's not loyal to him. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam considered this as a sign of hypocrisy. We see the cause of revelation for this verse. Some of us Sirin mentioned that in the days of Jahiliyyah, there was a person by the name of Uthman bin Talha, and then after that he accepted Islam after Fath Makkah radiallahu anhu. So in the days of Jahiliyyah, every Monday and Thursday, he would routinely open the door of the Kaaba, because Uthman bin Talha in the days of Jahiliyyah, he had the key of the Kaaba, and the Quraysh entrusted him with this. So every Monday and Thursday, he would open the door of the Kaaba and he would allow the people to enter the Kaaba. And in the days of Islam, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam one day with some Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, he decided to enter the Kaaba. So he came there to the door of the Kaaba, and Uthman bin Talha radiallahu anhu, at that time was not a Muslim, he refused Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam entry. And then Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him that, oh Uthman, how would it be on that day when I will have the key to the door of the Kaaba, and I will give this key to whoever I wish, it will be in my control. So Uthman radiallahu anhu at that time said, then if it's like that, then I'm sure the Quraysh, they would be uprooted and annihilated and destroyed, and they won't have any honor and izzat for them on that day. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no, it won't be like that. Rather, the Quraysh on that day would be honorable, because after Fath Makkah, many accepted Islam. So Uthman radiallahu anhu, he says, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that, and then entered the Kaaba, he allowed him to enter. And then came the day of Fath Makkah, when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam now was given the key of the door of the Kaaba. Then Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went into the Kaaba, and after that he asked for Uthman radiallahu anhu. When Uthman radiallahu anhu came, then Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave him the key of the door of the Kaaba and said to him, that don't you remember that day in the days just after the days of pagandom, when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Sahaba were in Makkah, and they were practicing the Islam secretly. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, don't you remember that day when I came to the Kaaba and you didn't allow me? But then I said, a day will come when I will have the key of the door of the Kaaba and I will give it to whomsoever I want. So Uthman radiallahu anhu remembered that day. And then Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam considered this. Now this verse, some Mufassirin suggest that it was revealed on account of this incident, because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, oh Uthman, here's the key of the door of the Kaaba, and it's going to remain with you. I'm not going to take it away from you. It will remain with you in your family till the day of Qiyamah. No person will take it away from you, but that person will be considered as a zalim, as a tyrant, a person who is oppressive. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then gave it to him. And then he accepted Islam. He said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Long before that, he did want to accept Islam, but because of fear for his people, he didn't accept Islam. But here at Fath Makkah, he accepted Islam, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then gave him the key. But look at this verse. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, here Allah is saying, Allah commands you that you fulfill the trust obligations to his rightful people. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam read this verse, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam considered this as an amanat that he had to give Uthman radiallahu anhu. Whereas Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at that time, could have given it to anybody else, because Uthman radiallahu anhu was not even a Muslim at that time, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam considered this as an amanat that he had to return to the rightful person, and he then gave it to Uthman, because Uthman was in charge of it, even from the days of Jahiliyyah. Then, and of course right up to this day, it's still there in the family of Uthman bin Talha radiallahu anhu. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ, when you decide between people, then you must decide, أَن تَحْكُمُوا بِالْعَدَلِ, decide with justice. So many times you get two groups or two people that bring a particular case, one is disputing with the other, we hear one side story and the other person, we neglect his side of the story, and then we already start making decisions that I think you are right, or I think he's right, or you are wrong, etc. With regards to this, there's another beautiful incident that is mentioned in Quran regarding Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, that Allah says, خَصْمَانِ بَغَى بَعْضُنَا عَلَى بَعْضٍ إِذْ تَسَوَّرُوا الْمِحْرَابِ إِذْ دَخَلُوا عَلَى دَاوُودَ فَفَزِعَ مِنْهُمْ قَالُوا لَا تَخَفْ خَصْمَانِ بَغَى بَعْضُنَا عَلَى بَعْضٍ فَحْكُمْ بَيْنَنَا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا تُشْطِطْ وَهْدِنَا إِلَى سَوَاءِ الصِّرَاطِ. What happened there was Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam was one day offering some salah in his chamber, and Allah made it such that Malaika came. Allah wanted to test Dawood, they wanted to teach him a lesson, and wanted to see how does he respond in this case. So Allah sent down two groups of Malaika, and Allah made it such that Allah put like a hypothetical scenario here, that one is now disputing with the other. So they came to Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam and they brought this case in front of him. So the one group spokesperson said to Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam that here you see, here's two of us disputing, and I have with me one ewe, and my brother, referring to the other group, he has 99 ewes. And this person is now asking me to entrust that one ewe of mine to him. خَصْمَانِ بَغَى بَعْضُنَا عَلَى بَعْضٍ فَحْكُمْ بَيْنَنَا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا تُشْطِطْ وَهْدِنَا إِلَى سَوَاءِ الصِّرَاطِ إِنَّ هَذَا أَخِي لَهُ تِسْعُ وَتِسْعُونَ نَعْجَةً. My brother has 99 ewes. وَلِيَ نَعْجَةُ وَاحِدَةً. I have one ewe. فَقَالَ أَكْفِلْنِيهَا وَعَزَّنِي فِي الْخِطَابِ. He asked me to entrust this one ewe to him. And after that, he somehow overcame me in the argument and he took away my one ewe as well. So now, in other words, he took away that one ewe, and now he has 100 for himself, 99 belong to him, but this one, he took it away, and now I have nothing. So Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, without listening to the other person, in other words, the other malak, the other angel who came there, in the form of a human being, without listening to him, Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam already began to decide and give judgment, and he said, قَالَ لَقَدْ ظَلَمَكَ بِسُؤَالِ نَعْجَتِكَ إِلَى نِعَاجِ. Most definitely your brother has wronged you, he has oppressed you. How could he take away your one ewe and join it and add it to his ni'aj, to his ewes? And then Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam said, وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْخُلَطَاءِ. Listen, there are many, many partners today. لَيَبْغِي بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَقَلِيلٌ مَا هُمْ. You see many partners today, you see them, or one infringing upon the rights of the other. And Allah says in Quran, yeah, Allah says, except for a group of believers who, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, who do righteous deeds. And then Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam here saying, وَقَلِيلٌ مَا هُمْ, but they are very few who are genuine partners. So, وَظَنَّ دَاوُودُ أَنَّمَا فَتَنَّاهُ. What happened after it was, the malaika began to ascend towards the sky. So they brought up the case in front of Dawood. They mentioned this to Dawood. Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, without listening to one side of the story, he already passed judgment and he gave a decision, and malaika began to ascend towards the sky. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alerted Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. He realized, or his mistake was, he should have listened to the other side of the story as well. So from here we see, and then he made tawbah. He said, oh Allah, forgive me. And then Allah says, فَاسْتَغْفَرَ رَبَّهُ فَخَرَّ رَاكِعًا وَأَنَابَ فَغَفَرْنَا لَهُ ذَلِكَ. He fell down in sajda وَأَنَابَ, and he made tawbah to Allah. فَغَفَرْنَا لَهُ ذَلِكَ. Allah says, we forgave him for that. وَإِنَّ لَهُ عِندَنَا لَزُلْفَ وَحُسْنَ مَآبَ. Allah says, Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, remember, he's no ordinary person. He's a person who is very close. Zulfa means qurba. He has a position of nearness and closeness by us, and he has a fair return for him in the akhirah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to teach us then, and Allah made this happen with Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, just for us to understand that whenever we hear any story, remember there's always two sides to the story. You have to listen to both sides before you make a decision. So, and this is regarded as trust. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought this immediately after Allah spoke about fulfilling trust. وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ When you decide between people, أَنْ تَحْكُمُوا بِالْعَدْلِ Remember, they are trusting you to make the right decision. So make the right decision. Now here, you use, Allah says, أَنْ تَحْكُمُوا Make decision بِالْعَدْلِ Based on justice. إِنَّ اللَّهَ نِعِمَّا يَعِذُكُمْ بِهِ Allah says, what a beautiful thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exhorts you to do. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا Allah is ever hearing. In other words, Allah knows exactly what you are saying. Basira, and at the time of decision making, etc., Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice upon the right wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillah.